All right, so you know that feeling, right? Coming back from vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always the easiest transition, is it? You're sun-kissed, relaxed, and then bam.
Right back to reality.
Exactly, back to the grind. So today we're diving into how to make that transition smoother.
Yeah, how to beat those post-vacation blues.
Exactly. And we've got some really interesting insights from an anxiety therapist in Sarasota.
Oh, cool.
And get this. She suggests we tackle those blues before we even leave for vacation.
Interesting. So, like, preemptively strike against the post-vacation blues.
Exactly. It's all about pre-vacation prep.
Huh, I like it.
Think of it this way. You wouldn't go on a hike without packing supplies, right?
Right, of course not.
Same idea here. By taking care of potential stressors before you go, you're setting yourself up for a smoother return.
So it's like packing for your peace of mind.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of things are we talking about?
The everyday stuff that can pile up and feel overwhelming when you get back, like paying bills,
Oh, yeah.
arranging pet care, even just cleaning out the fridge.
It's funny how those little things can really add up.
They do. They really do.
Okay, that makes sense. But I gotta admit, adding more tasks to my pre-vacation to-do list
Yeah.
seems kind of counterintuitive.
I get it. It
Yeah.
sounds like more work.
Is it really worth the effort?
Well, think about it. Would you rather spend your first day back sorting through a mountain of mail,
Ugh.
scrambling to find a pet sitter, or walking into a relatively calm and organized home?
Okay, point taken. A little pre-trip effort can go a long way.
Definitely.
But even with the best preparation, there's still that shift back to reality.
Right.
How do we deal with that?
That's where the idea of bringing vacation relaxation techniques into your daily life comes in. It's not about pretending you're still on vacation, but integrating those elements that helped you unwind.
Okay, but how do you actually do that? I can't exactly set up a hammock in my cubicle.
No, of course not. It's about finding those little things that brought you joy and peace on vacation
Okay.
and adapting them to your everyday life. Let's say you love those slower mornings on vacation.
Yeah.
Maybe you try incorporating a short mindfulness practice into your morning routine at home.
Right.
Even 5 minutes can make a difference.
That's a great example. So it's about taking the essence of vacation and weaving it into our lives.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people struggle with that initial
I
transition.
agree.
It's like, ugh, I'm back. That feeling can be so hard to shake.
It's totally normal to experience what's called the post-vacation blues.
Oh, so it's not just me.
Not at all.
Right.
And it can take a week or two for those feelings to fade.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to minimize those blues or shorten that adjustment period?
Absolutely. The therapist we're referencing suggests building in a buffer period when you return. Even just a day or two to decompress can make a huge difference.
So, like a mini vacation from my vacation.
Zigzag.
What's the best way to use that time?
This might sound surprising, but she actually recommends avoiding social media and news during that time.
Really?
It's about minimizing external inputs and giving yourself space to fully unwind. Think of it as a digital detox.
Oh, wow. That's a really good point. It's so tempting to jump back on social media and catch up.
You know.
But it can be overwhelming. Brings you right back to reality.
And sometimes even triggers that fear of missing out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So by disconnecting, we're extending that feeling of being away, even if it's just for a day or two.
Exactly. And
Ooh.
that mental space can be so valuable. Now, once you do start getting back into things, it's easy to fall into that catch-up mode,
Oh,
which can be really stressful.
yeah.
But the therapist emphasizes the importance of mindset here.
Mindset. So it's not just about what we do post-vacation, but how we think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling overwhelmed by everything that piled up while you were gone,
Yeah.
try shifting your focus to what you can control.
So being proactive rather than reactive.
Exactly.
I can see how that could help reduce stress, but how do you actually put that into practice? It's easy to say don't get overwhelmed, but harder to actually do it.
Well, one suggestion is to anticipate those stressors that typically throw you off after a vacation.
Oh.
Maybe it's a mountain of emails or a backlog of tasks. Instead of letting them catch you off guard, try creating a plan for tackling them.
So like a post-vacation game plan.
Exactly. Even just a rough outline can help you feel more in control.
Okay, I can see that.
It's about taking charge instead of letting things take charge of you.
Right, makes sense. So instead of feeling like I'm drowning in to-dos, I can be more strategic.
Why?
Okay, I can see how that would help. But what about holding on to those vacation vibes?
Yeah.
Is it even possible to bring that relaxed feeling back to work with me?
It might sound a little counterintuitive, but yeah, it actually is. And it's not just about feeling good either. It can actually have real benefits.
Huh.
Think about it. When you're relaxed, you're less stressed.
Right.
Lower stress means better focus, better sleep, maybe even lower blood pressure.
Hmm.
So finding ways to tap back into that vacation mindset can be good for you.
All right. I'm sold on the benefits, but how do I do it? I can't exactly clock out for a beachside nap in the middle of the workday.
Uh-huh. No, of course not. But you can incorporate small mindful practices into your day.
Yeah.
Something as simple as a 5-minute breathing exercise can help shift your mindset.
Right.
Or maybe try listening to nature sounds while you work. It's about finding those little things that evoke a sense of peace and adding them into your routine.
So it's like creating those mini moments of zen throughout the day.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But I have to admit, the therapist's suggestion about souvenirs really intrigued me.
Oh, yeah?
I usually think of them as like cheesy tourist traps, but she's suggesting they can be helpful.
Right. Instead of just being trinkets, think of them as tools.
Okay.
Something to help ground you in the present moment.
Mm.
Let's say you bring back a small, smooth stone from the beach.
Okay.
When you're feeling stressed, take a moment to hold that stone, feel its texture. Remember where it came from.
Yeah.
It's a physical reminder of that relaxed state.
Wow. I never thought of souvenirs that way. It's almost like a sensory anchor back to vacation. So instead of a snow globe, I should be looking for a seashell or something. Exactly. Or maybe it's a specialty you discovered on your trip, or a local spice blend you can use in your cooking.
Right.
It's about finding something that evokes those positive memories and sensations and using it to shift your mindset.
This is making me rethink my whole souvenir strategy. But while we're on the topic of post-vacation feelings, we mentioned something called a relaxation hangover earlier.
Yeah.
Can we unpack that a little more? It honestly sounds a little concerning.
Sure. Remember, the term hangover doesn't necessarily mean something bad.
Right.
But in this case, it refers to that feeling of emptiness or even a bit of sadness that can set in after a period of intense relaxation.
Okay.
And it makes sense, right? You've been in this blissful state.
Right.
And then suddenly you're back to reality.
So it's like my brain is having withdrawal symptoms from all the relaxation.
There's some truth to that. Your brain chemistry actually changes when you're on vacation. You're producing more dopamine and serotonin, those feel-good hormones.
So when you return to your routine, your brain has to readjust. And for some people, that adjustment period can feel a little rough.
That's a really helpful explanation. It makes me feel less like I'm being a baby about missing vacation. But if this relaxation hangover is a real thing, how do we deal with it? Besides all the tips we've already talked about, I mean...
One thing that can be really helpful is to focus on gradually easing back into your routine. Don't try to go from 0 to 60 overnight.
Right.
Give yourself time to adjust, both physically and mentally.
So no marathon work sessions right off the bat.
Exactly. And remember, even though you're back from vacation, you can still prioritize relaxation and self-care. It's not about replicating the vacation experience exactly.
Okay.
But about incorporating those elements that brought you joy and peace.
I love that. So even though my out-of-office reply is turned off, I can still keep that vacation mindset going. But what about that feeling of emptiness some people experience?
Yeah.
Is that a normal part of the relaxation hangover?
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties back to that shift in brain chemistry. But it's important to remember that it's temporary. And by using the strategies we've been discussing, the prep work, the mindset shifts, the mindful moments, you're actually setting yourself up to better manage those feelings.
So instead of trying to fight the relaxation hangover, we're learning to navigate it. And in a way, that's a skill in itself.
It is.
Knowing that these feelings are normal and temporary can be really reassuring.
Absolutely. And the more we understand the psychology behind these post-vacation adjustments, the better equipped we are to handle them. But there's one more thing I want to emphasize, and it's something we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
That fine line between enjoying those relaxed vibes and well overdoing it.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned something about overlaxing. So just because I can bring my beach towel to work doesn't mean I should.
Exactly. Yeah. Balance is key.
Yeah.
You want to find that sweet spot where you're incorporating relaxation into your life without letting it completely derail your productivity or motivation.
So it's not a free pass to become a professional Netflix binger.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's about finding a sustainable approach, one that allows you to both enjoy those moments of calm and still achieve your goals.
This is making me realize that easing back into life after vacation is a lot more nuanced than I thought. It's not just about getting back to work. It's about finding that equilibrium between the relaxation of vacation and the demands of daily life. But before we go too much further, I'm curious. Our therapist in Sarasota, does she have any final thoughts to share? Anything that really stood out to you?
You know, what's fascinating to me is that a lot of these tips can be applied not just to post-vacation recovery, but to life in general. It's about recognizing the importance of relaxation, finding ways to incorporate it into our daily routines, and being more intentional about our mindset.
That's a really great point. It's like vacation isn't just a time of year. It's a state of mind that we can cultivate all year round.
Exactly. And if we could learn to bring a little bit of that vacation mindset into our everyday lives, imagine how much more balanced and joyful we could be.
So it really is about bringing a piece of that vacation tranquility home with us. And you know what? Who wouldn't want a little more of that? But before we wrap things up, I wanted to go back to that relaxation hangover we talked about. It sounds kind of funny, but you said it's a real thing.
It is. Think of it as your brain recalibrating after all that relaxation.
Yeah.
You've been on vacation. Your mind and body have been in a totally different mode.
Right.
Maybe you were sleeping in later, but eating different foods, just experiencing new things. Your brain adjusts to that.
Yeah.
So when you come back to your routine, it needs time to catch up.
So those feelings of emptiness or even sadness some people get after vacation, that's not just them being dramatic.
Not at all. Remember, during vacation, your brain's probably pumping out more dopamine and serotonin, those feel-good hormones.
Right.
When you go back to your routine, those levels naturally start to regulate, and that transition can be kind of emotional for some people.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not just about missing the vacation itself, right? It's something more.
Exactly. It's more about the contrast between that relaxed vacation state and the demands of everyday life.
Yeah.
It's that, ooh, I have to go back to reality feeling.
Yeah.
And that can hit hard, especially if you're going back to a stressful job or dealing with other challenges.
So it's like the relaxation of vacation highlights all the things we're not relaxed about in our daily lives. Almost makes you want to rethink things a bit.
It definitely can be a time for reflection.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes you look at your priorities or think about how to add more relaxation and joy into your routine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of things we've been talking about come in.
Right. Like the planning ahead, the buffer period, finding those little moments of zen, even using souvenirs as reminders.
Yeah.
It's all about navigating that transition back to reality and maybe making our everyday lives a bit more enjoyable.
Exactly. It's not about recreating the vacation perfectly, but about taking those elements of relaxation, mindfulness, and joy and weaving them into our daily lives.
I love that. It's like we're not just coming back from vacation. We're bringing vacation home with us. That's a really nice way to think about it.
Mm.
But before we let our listeners go, is there one last piece of advice you'd give them? Something to think about as they plan their next trip or even just their next weekend?
You know what I find so interesting about this whole topic is that it reminds us that relaxation isn't a luxury. It's essential. It's not something we should only get on vacation. It's something we need to make a priority all the time.
So true. We can't pour from an empty cup, right?
Yeah.
We gotta take care of ourselves, recharge, and find those moments of peace and joy even when life gets busy.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Sometimes the simplest things are best. Taking a few deep breaths, listening to calming music, spending time in nature, or even just enjoying a cup of tea. It's about those little rituals that bring you joy and making them part of your routine.
This has been such a great conversation. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on coming back from vacation and on the importance of relaxation in general. I bet our listeners are feeling inspired too.
I hope so. And, you know, we'd love to hear from them. What are some of their favorite ways to ease back into life after vacation? Or to bring those vacation vibes into their everyday lives? Share your thoughts, your insights, maybe even your favorite souvenir stories with us on social media. We love hearing from our listeners and keeping the conversation going.
Absolutely. And remember, the journey of relaxation and self-discovery doesn't end when the vacation's over. It's something we keep working on, and we're all in this together. So until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.